Told You So, written by Caffeine Addict 94 and read by Sunkitten Shash. An Only Friends Boston Top fic, rated mature. Additionally tagged for Alternate Universe, Succubi and Incubi, Post-Canon, Non-Graphic Smut, Infidelity. Summary. Top was drowning. Not in the slow, steady way he'd been sinking for the past few years, but all at once. Plunged straight to the bottom of the ocean. All the oxygen wrested from his lungs. No hope of survival. Or, two old friends reconnect.
You look like shit.
You haven't changed at all. As far as reunions went, Top had expected worse. Boston was easy and relaxed, leaning back against the bar with a glass of bourbon in hand and a little smile on his face that was sweetly saccharine enough to make Top's teeth ache. Boston's dark eyes glittered dangerously as he sipped his drink, something twisting and strange lurking within their depths. Top didn't look for too long, refusing to let his gaze linger on his face or the mouth-watering stretch of tawny brown skin his ridiculously low V-neck left on display. The years had only lent Boston a razored edge, time honing him into a finely crafted weapon. He'd always been self-assured, proud and confident in a way that drew people to him as often as an inspired jealousy. He'd blossomed since university, somehow even more vibrant and dazzling than before. It used to be easy for Top to look past Boston's strange magnetism, convince himself that he was only interested because Boston was hot and willing, ignore the creeping sensation that something about him was off. He'd learned. Eventually. By then, it was far too late. Top shouldn't be in New York, killing time at a shitty little nightclub in Brooklyn with a man he hadn't spoken to in 5 years. He was married. Happily married, and... He looked up Boston's name out of sheer curiosity after another mind-numbing Saturday brunch with Choom, April, and Mew, all the rosy-tinged reminiscing dredging up long-buried memories. What had happened to Boston after leaving Thailand? None of the group had kept in touch, despite Boston being a regular topic of conversation for many months after his departure. Ray had tried to call once, but the number was out of service, and Boston had blocked all of them from his social media accounts. It was that itch of curiosity that kept Top from sleep that night, driving him out of bed and into his study. He'd spent a long hour browsing through the catalog on Boston's portfolio, looking at photo after photo, and, before he knew it, he'd called the number listed on the contact page. He hadn't expected an answer, maybe a voicemail or a secretary, but then Boston's voice was in his ear. His accent was diminished, or maybe it had been long enough that Top had simply forgotten what he sounded like. But he was still wry and quick as ever, still brutally honest. Still a threat, always a threat, even though Top knew what he was dealing with now.
"What? Were you expecting a nice to see you?" Boston said with a chuckle, leaning into Top's space, taking it for himself. "We both know that's not true."
"It is. Nice to see you, I mean. You're doing well." He felt like a fool, awkward and fumbling in a way he never used to be, not before. "Your work, all your photos, they're great. You've always had an eye for that sort of thing. Photography."
Your pickup lines have gotten stale, you know. What does your husband think you're doing right now? Another extended business trip?"
"Husband" sounded too harsh in English, a jarring jumble of consonants, even more noticeable when bookended by Boston's lilting tie.
Top should have been used to the word. He'd said it enough himself in business meetings and video conferences with his American investors, but it grated in all the worst ways. It reminded him of endless conversations laced with venom and accusations thrown around like knives, the cold bite of heavy silence and the deep disappointment of performative sex. It reminded him that he was married. He'd been happy once. They'd both been happy, him and Mew. They had. He'd made a mistake in the beginning, but he'd been forgiven. Mew had finally let him back in, and he'd done everything in his power not to fuck it all up again. And things were good. They were not perfect, but manageable. Normal. They were happy, and everything was fine. Even if there was always a problem and they could never communicate, and sometimes he felt like he was a fucking robot, a convenience, a nice accessory on Mew's arm to round out his picturesque life. Top couldn't figure out how much of their relationship was real, and how much was an elaborate act, a play put on as much for themselves as it was for the world. He watched the ice cubes melting in the bottom of his glass of water, distorted reflections peering back at him. He didn't drink alcohol anymore. Mew didn't like it, and, even when he wasn't physically there, his presence was like a noose tied around Top's neck, strangling him. Top slid off his wedding ring, fingertips trailing around the skin-warm silver band before slipping it into his pocket. There was a strip of paler skin on his finger, glaring and obvious. A brand of ownership in its own right. The urge to flee prickled at him, twisting his gut into knots. I didn't come here to talk about Mew. Good, Boston said, before knocking back the rest of his drink and setting the empty glass on the counter. Because I couldn't care less about him or your fucked up marriage. You caught me in a good mood. He paused, laughing, before he grabbed Top's hand. His skin was searing, hot enough to burn, and his grip was inescapable. The touch grounded Top, heavy enough, solid enough, to force the tension from his limbs. His body thrummed with anticipation, nerves light and pulse racing. He let himself be tugged to his feet, body swaying with the sudden motion. What if I'd caught you on a bad day? He stepped closer, just enough to make Boston crane his neck to look him in the eye. Would you send me all the way back home? I would leave your dumb ass at the airport. Huh. I guess maybe I did miss you. Sort of. Boston shook his head. Let's go. Lead the way. Top was drowning. Not in the slow, steady way he'd been sinking for the past few years, but all at once. Plunged straight to the bottom of the ocean, all the oxygen wrested from his lungs, no hope of survival. Boston was everywhere, surrounding him with the blazing heat of his skin and the sharp bite of his teeth, refusing to let him surface for air. He wasn't a physically imposing man, slim and wiry where Top was tall and muscular, but that did little to dampen the sheer weight of his presence. Boston's strength was hidden, but all the more lethal for it. Top's life was suspended by the long fingers pressed into his throat, the nails digging into his skin, and the heaviness of Boston's boundless eyes. There was blood smeared across his mouth, dripping down his throat and onto his chest, nearly black in the dim light. Top was aware, through the haze of desire, that it was his blood staining Boston's lips and keeping him fed. Boston had a ravenous appetite, nearly insatiable when presented with a feast. He never denied himself, but it was dangerous to be too reckless. Boston was no idiot. He understood that he was in a precarious position, and one wrong move could upend his life. It already had once. There was a balance to be maintained, and, somehow, he managed flawlessly. Top didn't mind him overindulging tonight. It wasn't important, not when he himself was reduced to single-minded animal focus. All that mattered was how good he felt, how effortless and perfect it was to be underneath Boston again, inside of him. Boston kissed the groans from his mouth, more teeth than lips, drawing out a litany of broken, terrible sounds. Top's entire face was wet, covered in sweat and tears, his eyes stinging. His body was not entirely his own, not at this moment. He needed to come. If he didn't come right now, he might just... Fuck, Top, stop begging. Boston ran his fingers through Top's hair, before taking a firm hold and jerking his head back, sending fire all along his scalp. Just stop thinking so much. Top let out a cry of relief, his vision blurring as his body gave a violent jerk and sent him careening into oblivion. His heartbeat was thundering in his ears, a violent and insistent drumbeat echoing inside his head. There was a strange taste in his mouth, bitter and metallic. He might have bitten his tongue. "You never used to be like this," Boston said with a sigh, but there was laughter in his voice. "You're too domesticated." Top couldn't form proper words. He could hardly move at all. The world was nebulous, a free-floating miasma that he simply existed in. It was easy to sink into the sensation, let himself be carried away. The last thing he remembered before blacking out was Boston's wide, pink-tinged smile. The end. Thanks for listening.